Right now, we have a population of 286. As people leave, they're traveling, trying to go home. Some are more told to come back because of the weather. It's not safe for them to be traveling, so we're here.
Gloria Wiggins is with the American Red Cross and the manager of the shelter at the Bay Center, which has a capacity of just under 2,000 if needed. As with any Red Cross operation, there are cots, meals, and a chance for evacuees to contact their families to let them know they're safe.
We get everything together, and we knew there was going to be a number of people traveling in this area for safety. The volunteers with the American Red Cross is a great turnout, as well as the citizens of Pensacola with the help that they've given too. But the Pensacola Bay Center has been a godsend.
Volunteers, including some students from the University of West Florida, Pensacola State College, and elsewhere, set up the shelter in about 2 hours, according to Wiggins. On Monday morning, people continued to stream into the Bay Center, luggage and bags in hand.
I'm Catherine Jilka. I come from Miami, so I'm here with my family, my sister, my nephew.
Jacob and her family were unpacking two vehicles in the parking lot. She says evacuating was pretty much their only option.
We were supposed to have hurricane, so for that reason we come here with the family because we didn't have a safe home. We didn't have nothing to put around the home, so for that reason we come here.
Keith Winchester and his two sons left Sebring on Saturday night before the rain bands and high winds arrived. And they didn't just happen upon Pensacola.
Well, I figured I could continue to move west. Since the storm was undetermined moving east and the powerful side of the storm was on that side, I decided at least this way we keep going west if we needed to. Gas was an issue. Fortunately, I have a diesel truck, so there was a lot more diesel than there was regular gas available. But for the most part, it was hip-hop from one station to the other.
The Winchesters arrived in a custom-built truck van combo, complete with a generator and a good deal of room.
Yeah, I've been working on this van conversion for about a year now, and it's not quite there yet, but it's there enough for us to be comfortable and safe. I got to put windows and everything in the side of it, but in this case, that's probably an advantage. I don't have those yet. Put some beds and so forth in here and air conditioning, so we're comfortable.
Winchester is also keeping his wife, who's visiting relatives in China, up to date via Skype.
I'm praying that everybody evacuated. We're getting prayers from all over the world. This is a great state. People come together. And I want to thank everybody in Pensacola and Escambia County for supporting people who come here to get out of harm's way.
Governor Rick Scott visited the Escambia County Emergency Operations Center on Sunday, reminding everyone that even after Irma goes away, much work remains and much help is needed. His remarks courtesy of the Pensacola News Journal.
People want to donate, and I know a lot of people do. You can text disaster at 20222 and donate $10. And we're still going to need more volunteers in, you know, our shelters. People are going to be in our shelter for a while. We're going to need help with food distribution, water distribution, cleanup. I know a lot of people want to volunteer. You can go to volunteerflorida.org.
The number of evacuees at the Bay Center includes about 10 people with special needs. About 68 pets are also housed. And about 90 horses evacuated from South Florida are being housed at the Escambia County Equestrian Center. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.